Friends, how you doing tonight? Just like to say, hey, it's Mark. I'm back. We're all here with Trinity Metaphysical.
Whoa.
That is what? Interesting.
The heck is that?
Wow, we just
that's
got
one way to start our show off.
Yeah, oh, I think I see what's going on. A bunch of stuff open up over here. All right, so, again, we can never start on time or...
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Right, I'm telling you, it's this thing.
Again.
We never use it.
All right, we got the great Skype echo. We're going to start over again and call you right back.
And then we'll edit that part out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The damn echo again.
Oh, so that wasn't just my phone.
No. I can't hear anything, and they can.
I'm just getting there.
I can't hear anything, and they can. I'm really low. Are we back on the air?
Yeah, yes, you are.
Yay! Are we back on the air?
Yes, you are.
We still got an echo.
We still have the echo. Hello, people. Guess what? We're going to troubleshoot an echo we have
still
on
got
here.
An echo.
One more time.
Hello, people. Guess what?
I don't think it's that.
One more time.
They're always on.
You do. Wow. Three echoes.
Wow.
This is secret radio, people.
No, you want. Is it still there? Yeah, it's not their phones because they just turned
right,
them off.
So we have another loop somewhere going on here. And one more echo check.
Pull it out. It's the only thing different. God damn it.
One more echo check. Try it again. Do we have an echo? Try it again. Do we have an echo? Wow. So let's see here. No, it's a good time.
At least we're having fun. Maybe it's too much stuff. Is there anything different in there?
That's what I'm looking at
because
right
we
now.
Have an
we'll be right back. All right, hello people. Do we have a loop? All right, hello people. Do we have a loop?
Yeah.
Still getting a loop somewhere here. All right, let's close Skype one
maybe,
more time.
Maybe you should close the whole thing down.
Maybe.
Don't click end episode though.
No.
Can I?
Like 8 months.
No, there we are. No, that's just us talking.
They had us all turned down.
But do we still have a loop? There's no loop.
There's no loop at all. Like that. Okay. Hello. All right. Round 12, trying to get this going.
That's me.
Seeing if we do have a loop going on. And I think the problem solved. Well, guess what, people?
Are you there?
Skype, S-U-C-K-S. No loop. Exactly. Look at that. All right. So, hello. We are Trinity Metaphysical. We are Ecrypt Ghost Hunters. And we are here, yet again, to try to bring you an awesome show. So guess what? Guess what? Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
We had the last series of At the Store Ghost Hunting classes.
We need to introduce ourselves.
Oh, that's right. We introduced ourselves the other
it's
three
times.
It's
been a few weeks.
We know who we are. We look in the mirror and we see ourselves every day. Mm-hmm. But you guys don't get to see us every day. So sitting across from me is a newcomer to the show. I'm going to call his name Gus, but his real name is Paul. Because I kept calling him in different names the whole time. And then giving me the evil eye is the ever-stunning
Mercedes.
Next Mercedes is the ever-radiant.
He deserves the evil
and
eye.
And then?
Vera.
Well, I didn't get to give you a cool introduction.
You said and then.
Well, I was going to say, you know, and you just jumped on it.
Mark's in rare form tonight.
And then the lovely?
Jackie.
Nice. I'm Mark. How you doing? All right. So we got
how you doing?
We're all going to shake hands. So last couple weeks, we haven't been on the air because we have been doing ghost hunting classes at the store located at?
3617 23 South in Hamburg, New Jersey, with all Trinity right. Metaphysical.
Nice. All right. So. We have with us one of their newly graduated, I would say certified, professionalized, awesome sauce ghost hunters.
Okay.
That's right. So.
A little bit about myself. I've always been wanting to be a ghost hunter. I think I've watched the paranormal TV show that is out there. And giving a class.
Oh,
remember we talked about turning our mics on? There we go.
Ooh.
There we go.
That's your fault. All right, let's try this again.
No wonder why better. I said I could not hear you in the sound check.
Yeah. But we can hear him. So he was probably picking up off the other.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
There we go. Well, a little bit about myself once again. I've been wanting to ghost hunt for a very long time, and I have watched pretty much every paranormal show there is. And when I found out Jackie actually teaches a class on it, I jumped on and was able to pass after 3 weeks.
Nice.
So what did I get out of the class? A lot of it is protection. It's if you don't have the education on it, I don't recommend ghost hunting at all. Mm-hmm. Especially with protection prayers and saging and closing prayers. And actually knowing what you're getting yourself into, because you can get into a lot of trouble after you do an inexperienced ghost hunt, and then you're going to have to call up Jackie to really, you know, get out of trouble. So it was very informative. The test was actually harder than I thought.
Everybody says that.
It was hard. And if you don't study, you will fail it. And
yeah.
That's how you have to take the test. You got to be prepared for it. Yeah, took the test, passed it, and then we did a little infield session here, which was kind of cool. They stuck me in a portal.
Oh, you get to go in the back room?
I got to go in the back room in a portal.
Oh, man, that's some good, fun stuff in that back room. So you got to be the bait.
I got to be the bait. Isn't I actually enjoyed being the bait.
Isn't it fun being the bait?
It is fun being the bait.
Nice. Sit in the chair. Okay, I'll sit in the chair.
Yeah. Actually, no. She was like, so who wants the portal? I'm like, I'll take the portal.
Nice.
That's it.
Remember when we were doing like Crusade Penitentiary, that one little like side room with like this little wooden floor, this little thing to crawl through? Like, who's going to go in there? I'm like,
oh,
I'll go.
You climbed up over
it. The first climb I tried, I kind of jumped and caught myself on it. And the door in here, and then I got inside. But, yeah, that was pretty fun. Yeah, being the bait's fun. What else? What did we teach you? What are the topics they went on?
Well, she was quite detailed. You got to know the difference between ghost hunting and actually the difference between ghosts and spirits. Spirits are the ones who have passed on and they come back. Ghosts are the ones who have passed on, but they don't really know it.
Ooh. They are stuck here.
You're stuck here. And then, let's see.
The haunting, the types of haunting.
The residual hauntings, the intelligent hauntings. Yeah, it's been a long day. The intelligent hauntings, they can actually communicate with you. The residual, they're more or less leaving a footprint, and they're pretty much doing the same thing every day or
whenever they want to come out, but it's always the same thing. But those are the ones that usually don't harm anyone, but they scare the bejesus out of you.
Now, what about equipment? I mean, did she show you some of this basic
That
equipment?
Was Vera.
Vera took
that was
care
Vera,
of that.
Vera was in her
Vera
glory.
Was, so. Vera was technician.
You
brought down a proton pack, didn't you?
I swear if Radio Shack hired Vera, they would
yeah.
still be in business.
She even had the, you know, the screen, the projector.
She even brought out, like, two mini speakers that were, like, pulsating every sound. And she was
nice.
Playing out every EVP and... it was a lot of fun, but there was a lot of equipment there.
That's cool. I mean, when I took the class a long time ago, how many years ago?
Wow, ooh. I'm all old now.
I remember there was a lot of equipment in there. You looked at it and you went, oh, my God, I can never do this. I can't afford half this
There's
stuff.
There's like 10 times more now.
Oh, I know. So
but now they got an app for everything.
Well, now
There's
the
an app.
App.
There's
an
app,
a,
app for everything.
They didn't
There's
have that back then.
Like that. Definitely an app for that. Vera.
Yeah.
There you are. Tell us about some of the toys that you have, that you brought to the class.
Okay. Let's see. We brought cameras, different kinds of cameras, different kinds of motion detectors, and we talked a little bit about K2 meters and what they were. And, of course, as we're discussing them, they were lighting up like Christmas trees, because that's just... where we are.
That's a cool thing there.
What else? Tape recorder. We always think that the two things you really need are a K2 and a digital, and then you're kind of, everything else is cream. The laser arrays, we did that.
Pendulum.
We went all over some more spiritual things. And also we went over we consider the protection things like sage equipment.
Yeah. Yep.
So we went over that. Also.
Now, I got an awesome picture. You sit in the chair with the divining rods. Did you bust out the divining rods?
I actually
rods
did bring them.
Nice. I got to send you that
you
one.
Like,
good
you have a picture of that?
I have a picture. You sit there with the divining rods, big smile on your
face. Nice. Nice. Were they pointing this way or that way?
One of them looked like that. She was pointing up. I think they were crossed.
Okay.
But it was right either there or right there. And
so
they're
being
that chair.
Either corners, yeah, in my super chair.
In the poltergeist.
There's a lot of energy here. There was a lot of stuff going on during the course.
Mm-hmm.
You should only know. We caught EVPs during the class.
That's cool.
Pretty gruesome.
We'll get to that a little bit.
That came with somebody, though, just so people know.
Yeah, right.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was basically it. But there was a lot. I think we went over the apps also, which you're trying to tell people you don't need to spend a fortune. You can do a lot of this on your phone. So, you know, when I took it, it was, gee, this could cost a lot of money thing.
Yeah, now.
And now you can, at a very entry level, do this. And what's the matter?
The free programs on how to.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I've yet to make the leap into the smartphone thing, but
Joy
Radar is pretty cool.
Yeah.
No, I would break it in a heartbeat.
If I may say something.
You may.
When you're out in the field, you've only got two hands, and you've only got so many pockets, and you can only handle so much equipment at one time. So if you're walking around outside, the simpler, the better.
Yeah.
You know, I think a camera, your phone app, sound recording, I mean, is pretty much, and a EMF detector is pretty much all you can handle. If you're within a building and you've got the time to set up your equipment, that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
Then you can set up all your different arrays and cameras and all of this stuff.
REM pods.
And
the recorder on the iPhone is phenomenal. Like,
that too,
We picked up some great evidence when we used the iPhone when our recorder died.
Yeah.
This is exactly what we did when we did the ghost hunt on Friday.
I brought two cameras.
So,
I only used one.
The app, actually, I mean, just the recorder, not even an app, just the recorder on the phone was great. So
sweet.
And there's also bring backups of everything.
Oh, and batteries.
Oh, yeah.
Batteries.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because you get sucked dry. You never know when you're going to get sucked dry. All of a sudden, you think it's all charged when you go out there, and like half an hour later, you've got no battery left. And you said, what happened to it? And it's like,
when there are spirits out there and ghosts out there, if they're trying to communicate, they can suck all the energy right out of your equipment.
Yeah, I remember the other thing is flashlights. I brought a bunch with me and I handed out flashlights to people. And then I lost mine.
I was just going to say.
I use my phone for a flashlight, too.
And it sucks the battery. No.
My battery was fine. It was drained, but it lasted the whole. I think this has a pretty sturdy battery, though. Considering using the app and the flashlight and everything else on it.
Well, that's an app, right? Flashlight's an app?
Yeah. Yeah, and it does use a lot of battery. Yeah, it definitely does. But we were out there for a couple hours, and it was still pretty good. So, yeah, definitely if you're in a place where you can bring your charger, if you are using your apps, you want to do that. That works with the battery. And you're saying remember the battery.
What about yourself? What about that as a tool, you know?
Some of us are the equipment.
Exactly. You are your own equipment, whether you get the heebie-jeebies where your hair is standing up, you're feeling the temperature fall, and everyone's looking at you. Don't you look at me. That's another kind of show. That's a live show. We're talking about you're feeling the heebie-jeebies yourself, you're feeling the chills, you're just feeling somebody's watching you, someone's looking at you. And that's the other part of the equipment, too, and that's like the equipment that will never fail you. You're always going. Mm.
And unless you don't bring ID with you, then you're useless.
Who didn't bring ID?
No, just in general. If you don't bring ID and the cops come, you don't have ID, guess what? You could be doing paranormal activity somewhere where you don't want to be, again.
There's something that in the advanced ghost hunting class, like dealing with the authorities, what happens when they come, they look at you, you just have to say, I'm not the ghost hunter you're looking for.
So in other words, we're Padawans and we got to move on to Jedi.
Exactly.
There we go.
Exactly. You just say, we are not the ghost hunters you're looking for. And they're like, move along. And there you go. It works good like that. It's really good like that. And the Mountain Dew is definitely kicked in. Yeah. So
he really is only drinking Mountain Dew.
I know.
And a Slurpee.
I know. And I had that hot mama sausage.
It's a sugar rush.
It will be fun. All right.
So we did that course right before our public ghost hunt. So those, anybody who took the course could use what they learned there. And they did. It was great.
Yeah, that was a cool thing. Now, we had people from the class with us, mm-hmm. and we had people that just kind of came in off the street with us.
Yep, and then we had people from our group.
That was the cool part. So what else about the class did you like?
It was very detailed.
It is detailed.
It was very detailed, and, you walk in, and it's like, okay, you've seen ghost hunters, you've seen ghost adventures, and you're looking at all the other gadgets, but you don't see the other side. You don't see the intuitive side. You don't really, when you were talking about getting the tingles on your arm, some people don't even think about it, and they just want to use the gadgets. They're thinking more on the scientific side. There's a completely different side than just using the gadgets, and a lot of people don't utilize that.
Ah, you totally just touched on something that is so cool. You said that about the intuitive side, mm-hmm. that you really touch on the intuitive side, and nobody else does that. little plug for us over there, the Ecrypt thing. But that's the other thing. I mean, all of us are going through some sort of psychic development at Ecrypt, so we do have that little boost on the intuitive side. Some of us have really excelled, Miss Vera, Miss Mercedes. Some of us are just awesome at Photoshop. No, but it's true, I mean. I mean, I'm the same way. I've done it, and it's weird. You get those weird feeling sensations. You get those words, and say, "Oh, none of this means anything." But look what happened with us when we were going through with Mercedes. Was the awesome thing about
that's what I do, and that's what I focus on. And I choose not really to use equipment. I use a pendulum, and I get told information. And at one point, I was told that we needed to go to a newer grave, and I turned my ghost radar on, and the name Henry immediately came up on the ghost radar app. And we're walking through, and people that were not part of Ecrypt that were walking around with us yell ahead of me because they heard me speaking. They're like, oh my gosh, this gravestone says Henry on it, and he passed away in 2013.
No, that was the second. Remember the first one we get to? We're like, oh, look, we found when it was Henry. And it was, we were doing stuff from like the 1800s and headstones.
This
one was
like the 50s.
Or something like that. Yeah.
And then someone shined a flashlight or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what happened? And that particular headstone was Henry and passed away in 2013. I was like, all right, everybody get up and move over because that's where we're supposed to be.
I was laughing. I was going over the EVPs and I was listening to that part. And actually, you actually hear us go, oh, hey, wrong one. See you later. Boom. And we're at the proper Henry grave now. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. So, and I always tell people, you know, don't discount anything you're feeling because that happens to me. You know, I know it happens to Jackie. Whenever I know that there's a spirit around me, my chest feels very heavy and like the air feels very dense around me. So, and I pick up a lot on the way someone has passed. So, if someone had a heart attack, I'll feel that in my body. I'll feel like the beginning of wherever you get the pain for that. That's what I do. So I just tell people. And that happened to someone who was walking around with us. My friend Lottie was walking around with us.
Mm-hmm.
She had a feeling that someone was trying to speak to her. It was a grave that we were at. She got a feeling intuitively of, I don't know if it was how this child had passed or it was something along the lines of that. But, you know, don't ever discount something you're feeling in your body because it helps you.
Now, you were saying that you use the pendulum, but you don't use the equipment. I find it hard to use the equipment and still be intuitive. I can't photograph and get a feeling. Or if I have a voice recorder, it's all right. Mm-hmm. But I can't be looking at knobs.
If I have like the ghost radar on, I don't use the pendulum because it conflicts a lot of times, and then that, you know, will confuse me. So I wouldn't mix the equipment with intuitive.
Well, I can't mix equipment with intuitive.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't. That's why I never.
Yeah.
The only thing I use is, I can use the K2 and I can use the voice recorder. Mm-hmm. And my app doesn't bother me at all. But I can't do video and mm-hmm. do all that stuff at the same time. You got to do one or the other.
I find exactly the same thing. Because you get feelings, but I get words told
mm-hmm.
to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to be listening to that,
yep.
or I miss the whole.
Well, you can't.
Megillah.
You have to be able to constantly focus.
Right.
It's the focus. Yeah.
Well, the thing with equipment, though, is the more stuff you bring, the more stuff you got to go over later.
Well, it's not that. That's why we have a mixture of intuitive people and tech people. You have somebody who does a lot with the equipment, you know. A lot of the times they're focusing on somebody who's getting, you know, psychic information. So they might
mm-hmm.
get their feelings and stuff as well, but if they're working with somebody who's like all just on the intuitive side, then there has to be something documenting it.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what else you have to have? You have to have somebody like Dana who can take what you give them and work magic with it.
Oh, yeah.
Clean it up. Take out the background.
Slow down.
Bring the background forward. Take the forward back, you know.
Yep.
We gave her this EVP that I thought it was I'm Doris, and she slowed it down, and I won't say what it really is, but she slowed it down and brought it up and took the noise out, and then we put it on stereo head speakers, and then our brains fell out when we heard it.
Yeah, you can immediately tell what it says after Dana cleaned it up. It's incredible.
But you couldn't
get out. You're close. You're close.
Yep.
So, all right, so. Well, you kind of get off with the class, though. But so the class
mm-hmm.
was good. You'll think you would say.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'd recommend it to anyone who is really serious about it. But it's also a commitment. If you're just here for fun, don't take the class.
Yeah.
Just show up around Halloween every year, and you'll get your.
I remember studying.
It's just for them to know. Some people, they don't necessarily want to go out ghost hunting on their own, but they want to. They just want to be educated on what to do or what kinds of hauntings there are or, you know, what's in their house, like how to communicate and teach how to communicate and teach how to remove them. Like there isn't, you know, we pretty much teach a little bit of everything. So it's a lot of times we had people in that class that just wanted to be educated,
mm-hmm.
you know, on it. And they just wanted to know what was going on with themselves, you know. So, and we're actually running it again on a Sunday on November 23rd.
Oh, you hear that out there, people in Radio Land?
We
November 23rd.
We had so many people after our public hunt after that. Ask for it. We didn't plan on it, but now we're going to run it for one day.
Will there be a segment in Walking in the Dark?
tell everyone why you're not.
You know, getting your bearings where you are.
All right, so speaking of segments, let's talk about the graveyard hunt we just had, the last open public hunt we just had on October 24th at a wonderfully old graveyard. I mean, we had graves going back to the Revolutionary War over there. Yeah, that was cool. And I remember one of the girls were at one of the old graves, and the person asked, well, what did you die from? And I look at the grave, and I'm like, probably old age, because this person is over 100 years old. But that was cool. I missed the last one. I was there for this one. It was very cool. Some parts were kind of creepy.
It's black there.
It is.
Pitch.
But you get some residual light from the street when you're on that side.
You have on the other one,
on the other side.
And it's so dark that you can't see like more than 20 feet in front of you.
Yes.
You literally could be walking right into one of the other investigators.
And that's the point that someone at this table will show her name, nameless, unless she wants to come out. Pretty much stepped into an open grave of a hole. That was great, right?
Oh, my God. Up to my knee.
It was.
It ripped my shoe off. The freaking gravestone ripped my shoe off. And it was like I felt, and I didn't hurt myself. I don't know how. My equipment bag flew up in the air. Everything was flying around.
Your head missed a corner marker by like an eighth of an inch.
Oh, yeah. And it was so unexpected. I couldn't stop laughing. I'm laying there in the pitch dark. Laugh.
And then who comes to your rescue?
No. Mr. Mark.
And what kind of first aid did I do besides taking my clothes off?
What kind of first aid?
That was my first aid. I was taking my clothes off. Yeah. No, it was a fun night because we had stragglers.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, you know what? I'll go off and walk to the cemetery by myself and look for stragglers. Yeah. That'll be fun. Yeah.
But I was with Ruth, who was another person who took the ghost hunting class, and this was her first ghost hunt. And she had her equipment. She's a very intuitive person, but she likes equipment too. She's very technical at the same time. And we were up in an old section that weren't very many people. It was very dark, and she picked out a spot that she liked. And then I wandered around a bit, and I found this marker that I said, "Oh, you have to see this marker." One of these tall obelisk kind of gravestones. And at the very top, it said Lizzie B., age 16 years, 9 months, 4 days, 1885.
Wow.
Below it, Daisy A., age 4 years, 7 months, and so many days, 1875. And it was like, I said, oh, my God, this tells such a story. So I sat down on it, and she took my photograph, and we got these amazing pink mist that were sort of floating around, and she would take a picture, there would be nothing there, and she'd take another picture, they'd be all over the place. She'd take another picture, they'd be all over again. So she was kind of an amazing feeling just being there. But that marker drew me to it, you know, and I just have to sit here for a while. There's something going on in this place, you know. And then after that, it was late, and I fell in a hole.
I fell in an open grave.
Yeah, that was
the occupational hazard.
It is the getting your bearings and walking at night. So I was with Mercedes, and then also a very lovely group, and we had some fun over there.
I loved our group because everyone that we were walking around with, and I feel that was the case with most of the people that came on the ghost hunt. But we had such an incredible group, and they were really interested in learning, and I think they all had a really good experience, which I love. You know, when somebody decides to join us for something, I want them to have a good time and feel like they're getting something out of their experience. And I really feel that, you know, pretty much everyone there got something out of going on the ghost hunt with us.
Did you feel like a teacher when you were out there with everyone else who are not as experienced?
Yeah, I did. And everybody was listening and paying attention, and they really, you know, were making sure they followed instructions that were given to them, and everybody was really careful. And I think that if any of them were certified, they could ghost hunt with a group professionally, because they were professional even when they were walking around with us. They were great.
Now, how many people were there that were on the ghost hunt? Was it five people?
Total, you mean? Like counting us?
Yeah, the whole.
Oh, 30? There was about almost 30 people. But
that's
you
a
wouldn't
lot
have,
of people milling around.
But you wouldn't have even known that they were all there.
Nobody,
nobody was
each
on
other.
Top of one. The cemetery is huge. But the funny thing was is we've had people say, oh, I can go on a go into a cemetery anytime by the, you know, and do it. I don't need to go with a group, but you can't. You're not allowed in there after hours without, you know, the, you know, without the caretaker telling you it's okay, and the state police, like up here anyway, or the police department from the town. You have to have that because you're not allowed to do that. Like, it's just not allowed. You can and get caught, but, like, we have to get permission from a lot of people to, especially cemeteries, because you're not allowed in there after dark.
And I always think that going for a group hunt the way we do, when we go into homes, I know it's not 30, it might be five of us, six of us together, that there's a camaraderie between us, but also a psychic bond that we seem to get more together than we do separate.
Yeah.
So.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
It's that weird combined energy of us all kind of getting together. We all have these different energies, and they just kind of get together, and they gel, and they work magic.
And I do think with our group, it really helps that we all genuinely enjoy each other's company. So
yeah.
That helps for us to work together
energy,
intuitively. So,
it does.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You have to like me. No, no, it is true. When you guys, when we all get along like that, Mercedes is right on key with that. I mean, everyone just happy to be there. Everyone just happy to work with each other. And it just brings good vibes to everything.
And it helps to validate experiences that we're having and information that we're receiving. Because, you know, I like to investigate with Dana. We work very well together. She was the first person that I was in a group with on my first ghost hunt. And ever since then, I've consistently worked with her because we mesh really well together. And she always validates what I'm getting, whether it's intuitively or on her ghost radar.
Or vice versa, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll get it on my pendulum if she's telling me
something. Yeah,
yeah, it's really incredible just the way you realize that you work with someone when you and
when we were at the firehouse. When we did the firehouse, we were sitting in the fire truck. And
I wasn't there for that one.
Who was I talking to?
Probably Diane.
Oh, my gosh. Right, but I was sort of doing the same thing with her in that we were validating, and then the fire chief guy would validate what we had just said.
Mm-hmm.
Said, oh, that's such and such.
What was really great, this was not on the public ghost hunt, but this was the last ghost hunt that we did in a private home in Wantage, and Dana and I were in this spare bedroom in this house.
Yes.
It was the craziest thing, and did you say that you were getting a name, or did I say that I was getting an e-name? Who said that?
Well, I think we both did.
I think you said you were getting an e-name, and I said, I'm getting the name Elliot.
Yes. Oh. Oh, my goodness.
Which happens to be an old boyfriend that Dana had.
Ooh.
And I've been trying to contact, and I can't figure out if he's still alive.
And then everything that was being said, all of the information, everything coming on my pendulum afterwards were experiences that 100% could happen with this man based on the information that Dana knows
about
him.
I forgot. That was bizarre.
Oh, it was really bizarre.
Yeah.
Cool. That's the other thing I learned about the class. If you're having a bad day before a ghost hunt, don't go.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you just disrupt everything else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we know even from the class some bad energy. So.
Yeah.
Do you want to play that one?
We actually had a ghost hunt during the class.
I heard we did.
We have a great EVP that too.
We can try seeing if it'll because it's not up on Mark.
Yeah.
But it's off.
I'll do a very good rendition of it because I've been doing it ever since I heard it. But play the original first.
Hold on, you know, does that have a headphone input on it?
Yeah, in the bottom. Yeah.
Oh, Schnizzle, look what we got there. Get that puppy right in there.
All right.
Now
hit the old play button. Let's see what we got. Try it again. Oh, there we go.
That was really loud.
That was really loud, so let's turn that down a little bit. All right, let's try it again one more time.
Yeah, turn that up a little
bit. Turn the volume. Turn your volume up.
Ranked right now on this.
every time you crank it.
Can you turn your volume up on that too?
I did.
Wow, you turned it way down.
It's not. It's all the way up.
All the way up.
It's bouncing me down.
It's bouncing you.
Okay, that was better.
Yeah,
that was the best one.
All right, let's do this.
Stop that from lighting up, please.
That was perfect.
Ooh.
You can hear it. Yeah, do it one more time. I love a CVP.
Can you stop that from lighting up, please?
You're just chilled.
Mufasa.
If you don't know what they were saying, in darkness.
I'm darkness.
Ooh, I'm darkness.
In the whisper behind the voice, I slowed their voice down, and behind it, you hear that.
Nice.
And no lie, that voice was as far away as we are right now. We are maybe 4 feet away from each other at most.
And this was from or with.
This was during the class.
It just came with somebody.
Yeah.
There was another EVP.
Hence why we teach
you
protection.
Nice.
There was one more. It said.
See, I want to like sit there and bring up an EVP that says lottery number. That's when I called. I said, write these down quick. Let's go. But yeah, that was sweet. Now, do we have any more EVPs to play from you guys, or is that what you brought there?
That's the one we have from class.
The ones that you have from.
Nice. Yeah, I brought a couple. There's also pictures.
We have some investigators that have EVPs, but they're not here tonight.
Yeah, that's true. There's also some pictures up on the Blog Talk site where I put up some pictures from the latest hunt, some minor orbs and everything. So they said my camera wasn't the best, so I might have to take a look close up or tilt the screen down to get the most backlight on it. But there's some cool stuff on there. There's one of them on there. You'll see the very first one, you have a headstone, and there's a red dot on that. We actually put that on there to discuss. Some of us kind of, I don't want to say debunked it, but we figured out what it was, because that's one of the things we do. We take our pictures, we say, okay, well, I say, all right, what can it be besides an orb? What can it be? I want to know. You know, I want to figure it out if this is the genuine thing. So we looked at it, and one of the people that was on the hunt brought it, and it looks almost like that before you take a picture, sometimes you get the red dot from your camera, and it reflected off the headstone when other people were taking pictures.
There was someone from our group, I believe it was Veronica, got an orb 100%.
Yes, I remember that picture. Yep.
It is a great orb, and you can tell that is not a speck of dust.
Not at
it
all.
Is so clearly an orb, and it was like the first picture she took.
Exactly, that was cool.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
Nice.
Define great orb, because there are
a big, it's a
horrible
big one.
Orb.
It's a big,
everybody thinks are things, but you know, there are orbs that are so definitely spirit activity.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Bright and hairy. And
yep.
Well, it was a great orb. It was like the Charlie Brown of great orbs.
Okay.
Like the great pumpkin is definitely a great. No, it was a beautiful shape. It was very consistent all the way around.
I have another great orb.
Oh,
I've got the one from the one we did where it says "Don't leave me here."
Yeah. Ooh, did you say orb or EVP?
EVP.
Okay, because if you said orb, I'm like, this is radio.
No.
This one's
all right.
Play it again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Play it again, but it came through.
Try that
one.
That
help me, don't leave me here.
Okay.
We knew she was.
She was scaring me.
That was cool.
That's cool.
Nice.
And we didn't leave.
That was terrifying, this lady in her apartment, and because it was really affecting her physically and everything.
Was that the one over the bar?
No.
This was in Sparta.
All right, so let me dig out my cryptic notes over here. So I always get the stuff that you have to close your eyes and listen to really quietly. I should give you my stuff to clean up. But I mean, I just go straight through, close my eyes, listen, blast everything.
Yeah.
And so my cryptic notes over here. This one was going to be all, let me pull it up here. Right. Crank this volume up a little bit. So the first one was someone's asking, do you like us? And you get an answer of a no. And you'll hear the actual, the click of the no. Like I said, it's going to be, I'm going to have to crank up this volume for you so we can get it here. That's number 7 and number 8. And let's try it. Let's try it from the beginning. Let's put this up higher.
You like us?
All right. Let me see if I can get it even louder for you.
Do you like us?
I need to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even louder. Too bad we don't have the big speakers. Then you would definitely hear it.
Do you like us?
All right, so there's a quick little no. Like I said, and a lot of people don't hear the.
Do you like us?
Who just whispered no, no? Hold on. Bring it again.
Do you like us?
Right there, you hear the click.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I'm getting a no.
Will, and what the end of that was me saying I'm getting a yes as
yep.
well. So Will got a yes on his pendulum, and so did I.
Yep.
So.
That was a cool one. I'm listening to it here. No, it's like a very quiet one. All right, so the next one we got from that one was you guys are talking about something, and there's a yeah. And agrees with you, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
So you're talking about getting the answer on both pendulums, and
uh-huh.
you hear a yeah.
I'm getting a yes as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you heard
that,
that one?
That
was a nice one.
Good.
All right. So then let's see. Number 3. So this is the one, it's kind of tough because there's people walking around, but at one point, where this is the Henry Kick, it was a cool last name. It was a Kick Arthur or something like that. But the question was, do you want us to talk to you?
Was this the first Henry or the second Henry?
This is the first Henry.
Because the second Henry is Henry J. Ford or something.
Yeah,
like
this
that.
Is the Henry. Yeah, it was
the
Henry J. Ford. This was Henry
Kirk.
Made the cars? You're thinking of Ford cars. All right. So what we're looking at now is you're going to hear a groan or a grumble. And I actually called. I'm like, did anyone else hear that?
Are you alone?
Ah, okay. Never mind. There was a.
Or somebody else.
That was the end of that.
Our group whispering.
Yeah, I thought it was something. It was somebody whispering.
You can hear it better when you. That's what we do. We talk. Mm-hmm.
So here's the one. The
Henry,
grumble.
Do you want us to talk to you?
I heard it.
Yep.
Yeah, that was very faint.
Yeah. No, it was like.
And if you.
There it is again.
I didn't hear it.
I can't hear it. Wait, what?
Want us to talk to you?
These need to be gamified.
All right, to help you guys out, watch this. We're going to. There we go. How's even that better? Ready?
Go for it.
Talk to you?
It sounds like someone's stepping on leaves.
It sounds like, leaves
crunching. You hear the leaves in the background, but
yeah.
It's almost like from that movie, what was that movie? The Grudge?
Yeah, very, very faint.
Like
that's the part you
it
picked up on
like
first.
It just sounds like someone walking around.
And just so people know at home, this is exactly what we do when we have a
meeting. We listen to it, we debunk it, we, you know.
This is called live debunking.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, we just did the hunt. We haven't had time to get together. And,
it's,
you know,
right now, it's pretty much like you're sitting in the store with us, with our group,
yeah.
like going
yeah.
through evidence.
All right, so I even call it out like at the end of it. All right, what's the next one? This one sounds like a lookout. It's very faint somewhere. Let me play that one.
And if you...
Oh, I heard
that. You hear
that? Yep. I did hear
yep.
that.
Yep.
In the background.
Yeah.
You heard it?
Do you want to listen to it?
No, I just...
You got on there.
I actually heard it.
You can hear it.
Try that one again for everyone at home. Crank your volumes to 11, people. And let's roll with this.
And if you...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So those are the good
yeah.
faint ones.
Like, oh, yeah? Something
like
that? Is that what it was?
Lookout?
To me, it sounded like a lookout. I mean, this is the one I held and I listened to about 30 minutes back and forth. Lookout. I'm like, okay. All right, what else? What's number five? All right,
this
so now...
This is a really good one, I think.
Now we're at... Yeah. No, the number six is the weird one. It's like the stumble... backwards. This is the one right before it. It might be somebody whispering, but it's... From what I can get, it's a Who is Mary. This is at the Henry J. Ford.
I don't think this is someone whispering, personally.
Did you guys hear that?
That sounded like somebody in the group asking, no?
No, that was, it was fast.
I can tell you that when we were sitting there, unless someone was speaking out, everybody was silent.
Like somebody clearing their throat.
Try it again.
No, this it was a high-pitched and fast. Listen again.
A short little burst in there?
Yep. Oh, also is our one bit to cryptozoology was the mouse that I found in the bushes. I got a picture of that up in the
Wait, is this the Who is Mary one? What's the last one?
The last one is the crazy one.
The really
it's,
clear
but
one.
It sounds like a button there again. We can just check this out one more time. Did you hear it's a very maybe, but you hear like it's a fast pitch. It's fast
like
paced and like a high pitch. Maybe
it sounds like Rosemary.
Can't tell. I gotta listen to us with
yeah.
Yeah, that's a Rosemary.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, do we know even if we knew everybody's name?
That was my grandmother's name is Rose.
Because you can't until she cleans it up. You can't
yeah.
tell
yeah.
person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so the last one, this one is Mercedes, because I'm reading the thing, Mercedes' favorite. Yeah, right?
Mercedes.
They secretly switched my Slurpee with Novocaine. And, all right, so this one, the first time I heard it, I went, what the heck? It sounds like somebody submerged their head underwater and spoke backwards.
What?
I'm ready then.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Now, did you hear that?
Wait a minute. What is that?
That was.
Where are you and what's the context of this?
I don't
remember listening to this.
This was again at the Henry J. Ford tombstone.
Was it cold that night?
Is it just clipped? Is it clipped really short? Or did
yeah, I just clipped it really short to get it.
I need more context.
I'll give you the whole dang thing.
Because the lead-up helps a lot for me to get rid of the noise.
That one also, I think there was a lot of background, like trucks, and the trucks literally stopped.
Yeah.
It got quiet for a couple seconds.
But
and then
she can take that out.
I know.
We're trying to
the
crap out of
people.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Well, guess what? This is what we do, people.
Yeah.
This is the life of the Ghost Hunters.
Welcome to our world.
We do it twice. We relive it 30 times after.
Do you like us?
All right, I'll bring it up again.
Maybe.
Oh, there it goes again. Sorry, because I got my laptop down below my waist here, so I'm reaching down and careening ahead.
Maybe.
Oh,
too much information.
Too much. All right, one last time for everybody at home.
Maybe.
That's Chris.
That's Chris?
That's
yeah.
Chris's husband.
Okay.
Yeah,
speaking.
Absolutely.
Well, what about the... Well, before
I,
that.
That's his voice.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't hear anything before him speaking.
He's the one with the glasses, right?
Correct.
Okay. I think I met him the one time before, so that's his voice.
Yeah.
He bumps people.
Yeah, that's what we do.
You know,
nice.
you're saying that it's boring, but I got to tell you, I think to somebody at home,
that's interested in this, it's really not
it's
boring.
It's good for them to see how, like,
process.
You can take things
exactly.
out, like the leaves. The leaves will definitely sound like something, you know.
If she has an example of the leaves mm-hmm. or anything, what she does is she takes
take
it and she takes it out.
Cool.
But so if you give her a long enough
mm-hmm.
clip,
yeah.
she could take everything out except the leaves.
No, I just
well,
brought
it,
short
I mean,
clips
I,
to
I
play
do my
on
best.
Radio.
It's not perfect, but it's like you can, but you need a long enough clip so you know what the noise is leading into it, and you can say and grab that little section and analyze that, and then say remove that
it's
from all of it.
Do you use Dropbox?
Dropbox, sure.
Okay, I'll send you.
Actually, I'll email you because Decrypt has their own.
Better.
I ended up last year.
Well, let me ask you guys, since I've never gone on a ghost hunt with you guys yet, say you have 20 examples. How many of them are legit in the end after your research?
One or two.
Yeah.
If we're lucky.
If
and that's what a lot of
yeah,
people...
Gonna, there are some of us in the investigating that when we're doing it, like, we might get more EVPs if we're like kind of going back and forth with somebody. But I think all of us get something, whether
yeah.
it be a
but,
video
yeah.
or EVP or, you know, on the equipment, whether they're documenting it on that.
But
so,
it's not a lot.
No, I think we have come out where, like, literally 3 seconds into the investigation, it's every 4 minutes there's
yeah.
a clip of something. Even if it's not maybe a sentence, it'll be a sigh or a
yep.
Or
but
a
it's
laugh.
Legitimate.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, I have to say, like, and this isn't us, like, with big heads or big egos, but
we
get phenomenal evidence compared
mm-hmm.
to like what we see on TV. I don't know if it's the energy that we use.
I was
going to
say, is it because
dynamic of our group?
Is it because you guys are all intuative?
I think
better
that
be.
Includes our thing. Energy, the fact that
and
we're
all...
okay working together. It's a lot of that. Our intentions in the right place. We want to just talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
They're still here. They're just on another plane. I think there's a lot of factors. So why they converse with us or try to communicate
mm-hmm.
in that way they
and
try to do it.
You know the size of the room that you took your test in,
mm-hmm.
it's like 8x8. Well, all of us go in there. We're practically all touching each other. And when you have that kind of energy and we're making a complete, don't laugh at me.
I was going to look at him.
And you're making a circle because you're so huddled together. It's like electric.
We've got some amazing things from that room. Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That room itself could be a TV show.
That's true.
It is
and after being in that portal, I believe it.
That little room.
And there's somebody that whistles in there. It sounds like an inhale. Like that. Every time we're in there.
Every time you sit against the dresser, it sounds like there's a heartbeat in the dresser or like something growling in the dresser. Mm-hmm. Always. Always
that's
something.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's creepy.
See, if there's one word to describe, at least in my opinion, to describe ghost hunting, it's research. If you don't like to research, don't do this because it's not just going out to the cemetery. It's not just going out to other people's homes. You have to research the home, what year it was built, previous owners,
the history,
right, the whole history of the place. And then you're actually, like you guys, you spend hours taking photos, EVPs, whatnot, and then you got to go through the whole thing. It's like 15, 20 hours at least.
You know what? It's like triple the amount when if we have, you know, 4 hours of an investigation, it's 12 hours. Of, your comp, and you don't go through it only once.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And even when we're going over and over and over a piece of evidence that we feel we, you know, got something legit, we're playing it over and over and over to each other, and we'll go back. Nope, that doesn't sound like that.
Yep.
Nope, it sounds like it's just like the one we did with the darkness. It didn't start out as that. It started out as Doris.
Yeah,
Doris.
I thought somebody died whose name was Doris.
Well, the six clips we have right here, I mean, that's less than a minute all edited together, but that's from
almost three hours
of tape listening to. So even before that came to the table, I went through it and listened to it. I said, oh, no, look at that. That's okay. Here's the trucks. Here's another truck coming. And that's, you know, we bring it to the table and say, okay, what is it? I don't know. Maybe you're crazy, but no, that's kind
of
good.
But you guys only get like 1 out of 20. So why don't you guys, do you guys ever get a point where you get discouraged doing this?
Oh, no.
We never.
It's the most exciting
yeah.
thing.
We've never gone on an investigation and not
gotten
the evidence of some kind.
Whether
of
it's video, an EVP.
Yeah. We never just had a, it was okay.
Okay. Not all of us at all the time, of course, but somebody in the group is always getting something. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, a bunch of us are getting something. And it's never boring.
Yeah.
Never. Though we're sitting there for hours in the dark. It's never
Well,
boring.
You just had Mark take off his shirt and whatnot near you. So, no, it's not going to be boring.
I did not encourage that. I want you
no,
to
know. You were on the nonstop. We've been doing it nonstop for 5 years. Never once have I not come home with something.
Yeah.
Well, that's.
Ever.
Well, she's special.
Never.
Yeah.
Like, there's always, because no matter where you go, there's something. There's always spirits around us.
What's really
Whether
cool.
Whether they're your spirits or somebody else's, but there's always a spirit.
What's really cool to me is when we investigate, since there's, you know, a pretty good amount of us in our group, we break up into smaller groups and investigate different rooms. And when we all come back together at the end and discuss our experiences, a lot of people will get either they got the same information or the same type of experience happened.
Or even like Vera, we got information on one investigation and somebody completely had nothing to do with us, was a different kind of person, got the same information at the one business.
That
was an amazing validation because it wasn't even somebody from our group. Completely separate time. Got the
said
same
exact
words.
Same word. Yeah.
That's
and
validated.
Another psychic on another day got the same words and told a third party that I had told something to, and they were the same words. So that's like independent verification
of another.
Yeah.
Thing, getting.
You know. But as Mark and I both know, the spookiest thing is when you hear your name.
Oh, yeah. I remember at Leckworth, I'm going over the stuff, and I hear that, hey, Mark. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm done. I'm done with that one there.
Oh, I had to tell my favorite EVP about me. It's back in the portal. And we're sitting and we're in the pitch black, absolute pitch black, and there's a couple of us in there, and I think I can see this faint white mist starting to appear above a guy's head over in one of the corners. And you can hear me whisper, say into the tape recorder, I can see you. And you hear this voice come back, I can see you too. And it was like, I said, whoa, whoa. And that was not anybody in the room. That was like so exciting.
It was a little girl's voice.
It was so clear. And it was just the strangest thing, you know. Gives you chili bumps.
Does. Look at the arms.
I know.
Yeah.
And
it
wasn't even slippery.
And I got my name while we were doing psychic development.
I remember that. You put Vera.
She happened to turn her recorder on during psychic development. That was the coolest.
It really.
I know. And the
they call your name. It's kind of spooky.
And these phone apps have called my name a couple of times, which is bizarre. Because my name is not a common name.
So who's the bait? The deep, dark room.
Mark.
Who gets thrown in?
Well,
me.
Actually, our girlfriend over here, Jackie, was on the
I always get to sit by the door, so if anything like crazy happens
you run.
Outside.
Well,
no,
you just run.
No, I'm the first one to hear
group,
it.
Somebody's the one that they kind of use as the... Mm-hmm. Like, if in our group, I'm always that one. But that just happens to be how we work. And when Mark's with a group, usually he is. Like, there's certain people that they usually tend to...
And then there's other times where she may come out of a room and go, look, I just can't take it in there. Somebody else want to go in. And then someone else will go in there and have whatever happens. So, you know, we don't try to stress anybody out. It's usually voluntary.
Usually, but...
You're not over.
We'll give you a Slurpee if you go in. All right!
We like some physical action, though.
Yes, we do. No. No, it is. Yeah, right? That's
Not everybody wants to be. Like, there are investigators, they don't want to be touched. You know, they don't want to be tossed around a punch and things like that, but I don't think there's anybody. Well, maybe you're not that comfortable with it, but
I don't think there's anybody
in our group really that would say, no, I don't want it.
I don't mind being touched, and I have been touched, but punched would piss me off.
Tossed around, knocked off a chair.
Yeah,
a good ghost smackdown would be kind of fun. Like, I don't mind.
I had siblings. That does not bother
me.
Yeah,
right?
I was an only child.
I tell you, though, what did freak me out, though, was when we were in the store doing, and Ron had the ghost box going, and you had to walk out.
Oh, the ghost box.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, Ron, I look at you like...
That was creepy.
Like, all right, Jackie
that
left.
That was bad, and we
that
got some really not nice stuff on the EVP
yeah.
with that.
And I'm like, no, no, we got to stop.
Thank
we got to
stop. There's no evidence of it. And then Mercedes felt that,
yeah.
too.
As soon as Jackie walked out, I felt a heaviness in my chest like I do. I felt very anxious, and I was trying not to scream for you to turn that thing off. So I was just like, I think that you need to turn that off mm-hmm. now.
And we did get some validation on the recorder for that. That was.
Do you think you should tell people what a ghost box is?
Well, probably.
Like, ghost in a box.
Yeah, it is. It is. It comes in a box, and you send the, you send the box.
It's like
tops.
A, it's like a Ouija board in a box.
Yeah.
That you do
exactly.
not play
exactly.
with.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking. The Ouija board in a box.
Yeah, that's why I don't. I mean, we don't ever use
that. It opens up a portal to, that you can't control.
Yeah. And it works by what? Just constantly flipping through the radio frequencies.
White noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the other thing. That's the other thing at Ghost Hunting class. Don't use a Ouija board.
Yeah.
For those of you watching the new movie, don't get influenced by the Ouija board. Don't use it.
Yeah. No. We don't play with that. That's definitely not a thing. One thing. Speaking of playing with in classes, is again for those of you in Radio Land that haven't heard from us in 3 weeks, we are working on expanding Trinity Metaphysical into another building in our little complex here. And yes, no, that's actually a ghost of a secretary that's erasing things that you're hearing. No,
if you didn't call me out, nobody would have known.
Yeah,
I think everyone's staring at you going, ah.
Do you notice that I'm the one who gets picked on everyone out there?
Welcome to my world of getting picked on.
Wah, princess. Wah.
Oh, my God.
Just so everyone knows, I'm
Here
the youngest,
go.
So people can't.
Yeah. Change the diaper. Continue with your story there, Mark. Classes expanding.
Now you have two.
I know, right? This is awesome.
Man.
Ooh, I like having a team member here. That's right. Oh, beautiful. All right, so. We here at Trinity Metaphysical are looking at knocking a wall down, expanding into the void space next to us. Well, we could try to knock a wall down, but
we
you probably
knock a wall down, door. But we're going to rent the space next to us.
There's
anyways.
I'm a firefighter. There's a way to knock a wall down. All right, let me show you how to get that wall down. Right. Everyone just holds up. We poke through, and then we let that one easy. But we're looking at expanding into the space next to us. And what that will give us is a whole new room for teaching. Right now, all teaching is done out of the store. It's a little cramped. But we're looking at making it almost like a metaphysical teaching studio.
And paranormal school.
And
paranormal
school. So we need help. And we need a lot of help. What we need everyone in Radioland to go do is go over to www.igg.me/@Trinity OM. There we go. All right, so let's do this one more time. www.igg.me/AT/TRINITYSOM.
It does make it very easy.
For anyone that would like that to be a little bit easier, if you're following us on Facebook, we have posted the link a couple of times. Can go straight to the Indiegogo site and search Trinity School of Metaphysics. It will come up. Please click on it. Please read our story. If you don't have the means to donate, please share it with your friends. Tell people about us. We're really excited, and this also gives us a chance to have our own little space for the radio show, too. You know, we're really excited, so please.
Well, it's on the Among the Realms page and the Trinity Metaphysical Center and gift shop page. So
it's a really important organization that we belong to here because it's changed the lives of so many people. And we just really need the help to keep this going forward. And there's so much generosity and help that we can give to people, and I can't say enough about it. Just go there, and if you can help us with anything, that would be awesome. Thank you.
And the school will, different teachers, we would be able to teach music, sound healing.
Art therapy.
Art therapy. there's so many things that we can't do here because of
space.
Just even the health and wellness fields that we can expand into.
Right. Donating time for metaphysical studies, but, you know, we could have services. That was always the highlight of my week, was going to a metaphysical service on Sunday, and, you know, non-denominational, and this would be a great place for that. And, you know, we service so many charities, too. We are always giving to charities.
And this
charities,
will be
always
a non-profit.
Mess.
You
know? So people, we're not seeing dollar signs here.
We are also making it so that you can take courses online. You don't have to be in our state or near us. We're going to make it so that you can take those courses online if you need to do it that way. If there's nothing around you, that could be a help of you in the metaphysical sense.
Well, there's certain areas, because in this area, like somebody in more rural sections of different states could still have access to some really great courses.
Exactly.
All right. So we have another member of the group, Charlie, who was at the Ghost Hunt, that will give us a little input on there. Let me bring Charlie into the fold. Charlie, are you there?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
There? Can you hear me?
Sounds like you're driving through about 35 tunnels at the same time.
Yeah, I'm not far from the parkway, that's for sure. But listen, hey, did you see our advertisement for the Trinity Metaphysical Center for the academy that we're building there? On NPR, it was on NPR Radio and public TV. Did you see it?
All I heard was NPR out of that one.
Anybody?
You're talking. Yeah, you're talking about an ad you saw about us.
You're skipping.
No, I didn't. I was just asking if anybody saw it. I didn't see it. But no. I got news for you. We got all the money we need for this. We really do, but it's still in people's pockets, and they need to start giving now. They got to give now, and if they give now, we can do so much better. I'm talking to you through my cell phone.
No, the connection we're getting is, I don't know if you can hear us clear, but I'm getting about every third word you're saying.
Well, I was when I was on hold, I was getting every third word coming out. It sounded like there was a whole lot of just going on, you know. But you can't hear me?
No, not at all. You know what? Let me cut you off. If you want to try calling back and get a better connection, but like I said, right now we're getting every third.
Right now. Cut me off.
All right, call back. We'll try again. All right, so it looks like Charlie's using Skype to call in too. No, just kidding. Yeah, he's on his phone there, driving through about 38 bridges. But so we have about 14 minutes left of the show. All right, we're going to try Charlie one more time here. And to the miracle of modern technology, Charlie, are you there?
You sound so much better right now.
It sounds like you're calling from that rocket that blew up the other day.
Well, listen, I just wanted to let you know that, you know, everybody needs to give to this thing. Our Ghost Hunt was phenomenal. And if half of the people that said they were going to come came, we wouldn't have had enough room. The Ghost Hunt was phenomenal.
All right, so let me just summarize what you're saying for everyone. So the broom was phenomenal. That's about all we heard, was that the broom was phenomenal. Wherever this phenomenal
curious?
Broom can be. Yeah, like you said, it sounded like
you're
talking about the people at the Ghost Hunt. No, we can't hear you. When you hear the playback, you'll hear it.
I'm so excited, and I wanted to talk so much, but I'll let you guys go and take care of it, all right?
Yeah, no problem, man. All right, Charlie, we'll talk to you later. All right, guys. So, again, we heard from Charlie really quick, just reminding us that the broom is phenomenal.
See, people, we do have fun here.
We do have fun,
we
no matter
laugh,
what.
We love to laugh, and we love to laugh at each other.
And that's... You want to see funny, you should see us at the hunts. Oh, man, we're cracking each other up left and right. All right, so just to summarize, ghost hunting is fun, right?
It is.
The class is good.
It definitely is.
Ghost hunting in graveyards is fun, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Stepping into open graves is fun, right?
Well, it was fun.
People do bring weird stuff into the ghost classes.
Correct.
Not all EVPs that we get are actual ghost stuff. We debunk them live on the air, right?
True.
It is the fun part. It is that whole behind-the-scenes part. And remember to donate to Trinity Metaphysical so we can open up our new Metaphysical Center. Again, you can find us on Indiegogo. Just look up.
Just because we didn't mention, there are perks for everything.
There are perks.
So we are giving away free classes, free readings, free healings. There's all different kinds that you can pick from so that you get your money's worth back, or at least part of it back. So even if you go on and check out the Indiegogo page, you can look through all the perks and you can, you know, just... I just want people to actually go in and read our story and see what we're going to have. And, you know, just if they can't donate, that's fine, but at least forward it or share it with somebody who can. And if you prefer going to our, you know, our actual website, there's a link set up there, too, where you can do it that way, too. That's at trinitymetaphysical.com.
And distance is no barrier to getting
We will actually. I do distance healings and phone readings.
Right.
And this school will be available online for people who cannot come in, whether it be in the area for the scheduling or they live in another part of the country. So it's a school for everybody.
Everything we do it for you guys. We do it to help. So just keep that in mind. And if you think our story is worth sharing, which I think it is, then share it. Tell everybody, please.
Now, what about the perk, all the new class graduates coming and doing oil changes and tire rotations for certain donations? I like that idea.
What?
It's been a while. Give me the proper tools. I probably could do it.
Getting the whole class. Oh, a car wash. There you go.
Car wash I could do.
Well, no, it is good. I actually got my wife some stuff, so. I got the readings and stuff for the wife, so we make sure she gets the tickets on that. But yeah, it's for a good cause. It's gonna help people in more ways than you could even imagine. Like I said, it's gonna create more jobs in the area.
It helps.
It helps on both ends.
You can't even measure how helpful of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's people in our classes that 2 months ago couldn't walk into a
Well, I tell you, before I met Jackie, I cannot walk and chew bubblegum at the same time.
Well, you still can.
Nope. Now I sashay and chew bubblegum. All right, so I think that's going to be it for the show for the evening. Do we have anything for our next show? Or is it going to be up in the air? We're going
to
think about that.
Yes,
we haven't gotten that far. We've been a little busy lately over here. In
Something going on November 9th?
Yeah.
Look at that. See, he's
right,
our
Paul.
You can make him the new unpaid unloved intern. There we go.
We're promoted.
That's right. Remember, you were the.
Wait a minute. She gets promoted for whining?
No.
Really?
Originally, when the very first show, I went around to point to everybody and Mercedes, the unpaid unloved intern.
That's
and
fine.
Then after the first show, she was awesome sauce. So we said the unpaid intern because she was very loved.
I originally was a customer who came in here. I came in on a bring a friend. I came to a couple psychic developments, but Mark pulled me aside and was like, "Hey, you're intelligent. Do you want to talk? Do you want to come and speak on our radio show? I think we were talking about psychic development classes or something like that for that show." And then around.
Jackie's energy healing.
You're right.
See, it was the energy healing. We're talking about that. I said, you do that stuff too. Said, you know, we're going to put you on the radio.
Yeah.
See, and I'm like,
because it was the first time we've been out in January. It'll be 1 year.
Wow.
Nice.
1 year. Look
and
at
then
that.
Everyone decided I was worth keeping around, so here I am.
That's it.
November 9th.
And November 9th. So,
to the point here.
Yeah. So, for everyone local in the area of northern New Jersey and any of those that can astral travel extremely well, we're doing our quarterly or seasonal event. We're doing our fall little psychic fair at the Upper Greenwood Lake Fire Volunteer Fire Company, number 5. I believe the address is 776. Warwick Turnpike. Look at that, off of memory. I love that. In Hewitt, New Jersey. So it's a big red building. We might have
another name
five
for Upper Greenwood Lake for all you locals.
Yeah, or everyone else calls us the UGL guys. But Big Firehouse up on the left if you're heading southbound on Warwick Turnpike, or on the right if you're heading northbound, just let you know. For those of you who know where way yonder State Park is, we're right down the road. So we're going to be going from 11 to 6. We're going to have a couple different readers there.
A lot.
Well, I could read for this, but I can get the whole
get-go. We have psychic readings, medium readings. We have fairy readings. We have angel card readings and tarot readings. And Vera's actually going to be doing oracle readings.
Nice.
And then we also have the massage therapy art. Dana's going to have her artwork. Mm-hmm. We have Reiki.
We have Reiki healing.
We have
Eleanor doing the psychic portraits. Ooh,
yep.
That's
and then we have, you know, we're also bringing the store so that, you know, going to be a bunch of things for people to pick up. We also have numerology.
Get your sage on.
And I'll be helping to run the Trinity table, so come say hi to me while I'm having
craziness,
you know what? Helping everyone.
We're going to have a Meet Mercedes event.
You can come and see me talk to 15 people at the same time, answering different questions for every single one of them, which I love to do because I love to meet everyone. It's nice meeting everyone at the Trinity table and then having them come back in for Bring a Friends and be like, oh, I remember you. And everyone who comes, you should come and be really great too.
I am going to come.
You want to talk some ghost stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty much the entire paranormal group is there.
Exactly. Yeah. And we have a couple of those events, we have gotten people come up to us and say, hey, things are going crazy in my house. People are throwing stuff at me. There's quarters flying across the room.
We can probably put a section of these things on the table too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right.
We usually have
and I'll even show you a fire truck or two if you want, because people love that part, right? All right. So on behalf of everyone, we're going to go around the room and say goodnight. So from
Paul,
Mercedes,
Dana,
Vera,
Jackie,
and Mark, we'd like to say thank you very much for listening to us. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you for being our friend. Thank you ahead of time for any and all donations you can make to the Trinity Metaphysical GoFundMe. Yes, give early, give up. Give till it hurts or it will. Happy trails to you. Happy Halloween also, you people out there. I know, right? Happy Halloween. Give the candy out. Don't be one of those people that gives out like bags of nickels and pennies. Those kids want some candy, you know, we got to fix. So thank you very much for everything. Again, thank you for all your help. Thank you for listening. We will see you when we see you. And everyone, I'll just really just bang on the table one last time just for everybody.
I'm sitting next to Mercedes. It's not happening.
You can do it. All right. See you later, everybody. Bye-bye now.
Bye.